So not too long ago, I held this workshop at WPPI where I gave my top 30 creative strategies to get photography clients as fast as possible without paid ads. And it killed it. It sold out. It was incredible. I've been sitting on it for a little while and I've decided to bring it back. To bring it back and to give it directly to you. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to pay anything either. I just want to help you grow your business. Each day for 3 days, I'm going to share with you 10 ultra unique creative ways to attract dream clients to your photography business without spending a bunch of money. I'm calling this thing the 3 day client blitz, and it is pure gold. For 3 days, I'm going to give you so many creative ideas to get clients in your business right now. Just go to sixfigurephotography.com/blitz. sixfigurephotography.com/blitz. BLITZ. I can't wait to give you some incredible ideas. Hey, you are listening to the Six Figure Photography Podcast with Ben Hartley and Rachel Greiman. She's not here today, though, so it's just me on the intro. Every episode of the podcast, we help you grow your business by breaking through your limiting beliefs, building your business, getting you more inquiries, and maximizing your profits. And today, it's just me, like I said. No Rachel. Solo episode. Today, we're going to talk about, it's kind of like a little bit of a forecast, you know, of what being a business owner can be like. I want to forecast this out. And some of you, this will be really familiar. Some of you have been through this, you're about to go through this, or you're currently in it. And that's just like encountering the slumps. And like, how do you get out of it? How do you get out of the ruts, the slumps, the lows? And for some of you, it could feel really like rock bottom. Like, man, I think I'm about done. I'm about to turn this ship around and go do something else. And if that's you, this episode is perfect for you. Thank you for being here. I'd encourage you to settle in, to listen, just to hear some thoughts on this. And maybe you're not there. Maybe right now things are just kicking it. It's all groovy. It's coming. Like the highs and lows, you know what I mean? Like it's coming. And so maybe this will just be a nice little forecast to help you kind of navigate those dips when they arrive. So let's kind of discuss this a little bit. Hi everyone. So this is something that I've been noticing maybe just an uptick lately. You know, I've got an incredible mastermind group of photographers, and I pay close attention to that space. I'm in there. I'm trying to reply to every post that I see. And so I've just noticed maybe a little bit of an uptick. I also have a group of students. I have a program called Book Solid, and I coach this group of students every week. And so I'm also seeing a slight uptick there of just the, maybe a sense of despair. Maybe that's, it feels like a heavy word, right? That feels like a little, maybe too heavy. I'm not sure, but just like kind of stuck in a rut a bit. And I'd like to kind of address it to at least in one context. There's a lot of ways that we get burnout, and there's a lot of ways that we can get beat up in this business, and it can leave us in these pits. There's more than one way to get into the pit. And so I want to start by saying I don't want to presume that the way that I'm going to discuss it today is the only way, and that this is like the solution. This is the magic bullet. If you just keep like, I think that would be ignorant. I think that would be a little too fairy tale esque. And so I want to honor those who are just like, maybe you're just really in it because there's so much about life that is really hard. I acknowledge that. I'll address it from a context that I see quite often. And there's a cycle that occurs here. And I want to paint a picture of the cycle because I want to help you to avoid repeating the cycle. So let's kind of rewind. Let's rewind actually to some good old days. Let's rewind when things were groovy, like when things were just really going well for you. And by the way, this could be just like in little micro spaces of your business. Maybe overall the business is going well, but you've decided to take on SEO and you're going to start to try to rank your website. Like, and so maybe you're getting these highs and lows within certain domains of the business. The way that I see this show up a lot is, you know, I coach photographers. I help photographers grow their business. And when I first begin, you know, working with a photographer, they come in like on cloud nine. And I want to paint that picture of like them, like the kind of elevation, right? I want you to imagine the elevation of like cloud nine. They come in the clouds up high, like they are so excited, so confident that this is going to be the thing to like be the big breakthrough, right? And maybe you can imagine what that's been like for you when you decide, okay, I'm going to start a business. It's terrifying and yet it's exciting. There's a confidence there. There's so much potential there. You're kind of operating in this cloud nine that could exist when you first begin a business. Maybe when you first take on a new project that you're going to work on within the business. Maybe you jump into some education and you're like, this is it. I'm so stoked. And you dive in. This is a very dangerous space because what comes next, it's like being at the top of a roller coaster. What comes next is a very rapid descent downward. And if you don't know what's coming, you can get caught at the bottom. You can get caught down in the rut because when you first jump into what we use example of like education, you know, photographers I'm working with, like when they first jump in, it's really exciting. And then they jump into the work. And they actually start to get their hands dirty. They start to like, you know, implement the strategies. And they very quickly realize, okay, this is going to be difficult. They're like, maybe they get hit with some no's. Maybe there's some like, it doesn't just come super naturally. Maybe it's the first time you've ever tried off-camera flash. And you're really excited. You buy a flash and then you go to start doing it. And you're like, this sucks. This damn flash. It's like, I can't get it right. I'm getting overexposed images. I'm getting underexposed images. I think it's broken. I can't get it to pair with my system. Which flash stand do I need to get? And it just becomes really frustrating. And so you start to roll down this hill. You start to realize this is going to be harder than you initially thought. And you begin to question kind of everything. I see this show up with photographers because, again, they're realizing, oh, this is going to take some work. This is going to take time. This is going to take a lot of effort. And they begin to realize just how far away from where they want to be they actually are. Okay. And as you continue to roll down here, there's a place that you will find yourself. And this place I would describe as the Valley of Despair. Now, this is really built around this idea from the Dunning-Kruger effect. He's some dude who essentially pioneered this theory. But like you find yourself in this pit, this valley of despair, where you're kind of just left feeling really embarrassed and kind of like ashamed about how little you know. Maybe it's about how little you know about, you know, SEO or how far away you are from ever ranking on page one. Like you came into like, yes, we're going to do this. And then you're like, you start building up backlinks and you start dealing with on page SEO stuff and you're realizing, holy shit, this is going to take a long time. And now you're sitting down in this pit, this valley of despair, feeling embarrassed and ashamed of how far away you are from where you said you were gonna be. Back when you were on cloud nine, you were like, yes, this is it. And a lot of times it's because we have we have very high expectations for ourselves. Almost impossibly high because we're comparing our journey to somebody else's. So we're down in the valley of despair. We're down here and things are rough and we're looking around to other people and we're judging ourselves against somebody else whose story we don't know, by the way. And it's coming. Like this is a place that I think everybody arrives at. And it's kind of actually really healthy to almost have a conversation around it, to discuss it, to know that it's coming so you can anticipate it. So you won't get so shocked by it. Because it allows you to move through it. One thing that I see happen a lot with creatives is when they're in the valley of despair, maybe this is you right now. One of the things that we reach to next is we reach for the next thing to give us that cloud nine endorphin hit that we first had. We do this cycle where, you know, maybe again, let's talk education. We go and we get a course. We're really excited about it. Then we jump into the content. We start working through it. We realize how little we know, how much time this is going to take, how hard we're going to have to work. We end in the valley of despair. And in this valley of despair, we start sitting there and kind of ruminating on all of the failures. And instead of working through it, we go and we try to find a new hit. We go back. Instead of moving forward, we go backward and we just find a new thing to distract ourselves with, a new thing to like fix the business. Maybe we're like, oh, I'm going to get a new website now. And so now we go back to cloud nine of the excitement of getting a new website. And we realize, oh, shit, I got to design this thing. We start to fall back into the valley of despair. You know what? It's not a new website. It's a new logo. That's what I need. And so we go back to cloud nine. It's a cycle, right? It's not that. Actually, it's I need to start running Facebook ads. I want to tell you that in order to push through, like the only way out of the pain is through. The only way to break through is to move forward. And so instead of repeating the cycle and trying to find a new thing to put you back on cloud nine because of the disconnect that's there, I want you to know that you're in the right place. In order to be good at anything, you must first suck at it. It's the reality of it. Like you're not going to be great. You've got to realize how little you know is the first step in becoming someone who actually knows their stuff. And being able to acknowledge that and then to continue forward is how you actually get out of these slumps, is honestly to offer yourself grace. Like, this makes a lot of sense that this is really hard. It makes way more sense that this is difficult, that it's going to take time, that it's going to take resources, it's going to take support. That makes way more sense than to have some, I guess, fantasy that like it just all would have been perfect. That's delusional. I think the more that we can give ourselves grace and recognize, man, this is hard. Running a business is going to be challenging. If it was easy, they'd call it basketball. I'm just kidding. That's what my wrestling coach used to tell me. Hartley, if it was easy, they'd call it basketball. Wrestling and basketball competed in the same seasons of school. I digress. If it was easy, everyone would be doing it, right? If it is easy, and it's not. Like, it's not easy. Running a successful business, there's nothing easy about it. And it is so freaking worth it. And so I beg you, the only way out is through. The only way out is through. Yes, you know so little, and that is the first step to knowing so much. I was working with a group of photographers at this workshop that I hold called the Abundance Workshop. And one of the things I was trying to communicate with them is that there's this term that's thrown around called being an expert. Like being an expert in photography, being an expert at your craft, being an expert is at the niche that you're in and how you serve your clients. And one of the rules of being an expert is that experts, they never stop learning. And it's a bit of this paradox, because once an expert kind of like believes that they've made it, you're actually no longer an expert. You know what I mean? Like experts haven't arrived, and they know that. They know, they actually are, they're aware of how little they know, and they're like pursuing the continual growth. And they just bring people along in the journey. Experts, they're aware that they haven't arrived, and they're going to continue to learn and continue to learn, and they're going to share what they've learned with other people. And I think a lot of photographers, you know, like, we believe that like we have to have this all figured out before we move forward. You can't get out of the valley of despair until you've got this whole thing figured out. And it's so far from the truth. It's so completely far from the truth. And again, in fact, the very opposite is true. It's like, once you think you got it all figured out, it's like, you really don't got anything figured out. You're back just like living in the fantasy of cloud nine. And so instead, we're going to move through, and we're going to bring people along in the process. And when I say bring people along in the process, it could be your audience. It could even be your clients. This is what I'm learning. This is what I'm trying in my business. But I would invite you to bring community with you, other people who are in it with you, other photographers. Maybe they're one step ahead. Maybe they're one step behind. Maybe they're in the exact same valley of despair with you. But like the photographers who have community, who have another, at least one other person who they can call up and bring along this journey with them, those are the ones who are going to make it. It's very hard to get out of the valley of despair alone. It takes such a unique, damn near unhealthy personality to do it alone. And you don't have to. You absolutely don't have to go alone. It reminds me of Zelda. It's like, don't go alone. It's dangerous out there. Take this with you. And he gives him a sword. Like, we need each other. You need people. You need other photographers who have your back. And so that community, it could look like an online group. It could look like just someone that you DM on Instagram. It could look like a Facebook community, like the Mastermind group that I have. It could look like a coach or a mentor who guides you. It could look like a friend who's not even a photographer at all, but maybe they get it to some extent. And having those honest conversations, maybe it's a family member or a friend. But please don't go alone. If you're going to get out of the valley of despair, all right, the only way out is through. Don't cycle back and go grab for the next little thing that's going to get your endorphins shot and fired and excited, and you continue this cycle. Don't cycle back. Stay in this process. Just don't go alone. Okay? My friends, it's an oversimplification. I understand that. I can only do so much as a person talking to myself in the garage to a large audience on a podcast. I understand that. And yet I hope that there was something that you were able to take away. Maybe it gave you some ounce of courage, some ounce of hope of what's to come. And please understand this. Like, everyone has or will be in the valley of despair. The people who, again, you're comparing yourself to, they're probably in it. They're probably in one domain or another of their life, you know? And so please offer yourself, be grace. As Rachel would say, if she were here to me, here with me today, she would say, be kind to yourself, be kind to yourself. Okay. My friends, keep showing up. I'll see you on the next episode of the podcast.